Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to episode number 90 of the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is Jamie Russo. I own a coworking space in Palo Alto, California. I am the executive director of the Global Workspace Association and the host of the Everything Coworking Podcast. This episode is brought to you by my program, the Coworking Startup School. I have not set the next date yet. We just ran the last cohort last week, and I'll share a little bit more about that in a minute. But I want to make sure you're on the list to hear about the next one. I will likely do one more before the end of the year. So if you are interested, make sure you go to www.coworkingstartupschool.com. And this is a good fit for you if you are trying to launch your space in 2019 and you want to make sure you do it right and you want to avoid costly mistakes and stress by getting expert and peer support in a highly facilitated environment. So if that sounds good to you and you want to learn more, go to www.coworkingstartupschool.com. Speaking of the class last week, I have to give a huge shout out to Richard Taylor in Sydney, Australia. He participated in the Coworking Startup School, and I have to give you a little bit of backstory on my time scheduling for the class. I think I've mentioned on this podcast before, so I love to read. And there's a book by Daniel Pink. I think I attributed it wrongly to Malcolm Gladwell in a previous episode, so let me correct that. And it's called When, and I can't remember the whole title, but it's basically sort of data-driven insights around, why you should do things at certain times. And it talks about how people really crash and burn after lunch and that there's no way to avoid that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start this thing really early because I tend to get a lot of East Coasters. And so I scheduled it to start at 7 a.m. my time, which I had to get up really early and drive to another co-working space. I didn't want to do it in my co-working space and get interrupted, thinking that this was going to work really well. When in fact, I had an international crowd this time. So we had Richard from Sydney and we had Murray from South Africa and some East Coasters. So it worked well for the East Coasters, but not so much. So Richard, South Africa wasn't so bad. I think it started at 4 p.m. Murray's time. But for Richard, it was midnight to 4 a.m. two nights in a row. So I told Richard, I think he has earned my award for the most committed member of the startup school. So shout out to him. And I have been off the podcast wagon for a couple of weeks. The conference, the Flex Office conference was a couple of weeks ago and required a ton of energy and a ton of prep time. And so I'm a little bit behind. And then a ton of recovery time, and we're already off and running on an event we're doing in New York City on November 15th. We are hosting a workshop on how to staff as you scale. I'm super excited about that. It's going to just go really in depth on that particular topic. Some networking, but just a lot of content, and the whole point is learning. So if you're in the New York area or can easily get there, that's going to be a great one. Yeah, get on our mailing list if you don't have details on that. But it's November 15th at the Players Club. Trinet is hosting the event for us. And Peter from Trinet is a member there. So we're super excited about that. And then it's just been super busy. Coworking Startup School last week, which takes a lot of prep and energy, and I'm coaching my daughter's soccer team, which involves practice and prepping and spending some mental energy figuring out how do you get 7-year-old girls to pay attention during practice and even consider passing the ball. If anyone listening has any tips on that, please let me know. Birthday parties, etc. It's been busy. Yesterday, tell me if you've had a moment like this. It was 5 o'clock Sunday night. I had to go take a nap so that I could get through the rest of the night. I was so tired. And it was one of those weekends where I thought we didn't have that much going on and that I might have time to recover. But it was like 1 million little things jammed into a weekend. So it's Monday morning. I slept hard last night and I'm feeling much better. So we are going to talk today about the top five takeaways from the Flex Office Conference in Austin, besides the fact that Austin barbecue is amazing. It was a great, great experience. It was our second year partnering with NAOP, which is the Association for Developers and Landlords. So we had a mixed group, but all the NAOP folks, I would say, are either actively doing shared workspace in buildings that they own or are super interested in getting engaged and looking for operator partners or figuring out how to do it on their own. So it was a fantastic group. The hotel, the logistics ran just super, super smoothly, which if you've ever hosted an event, that's half of it. So great participant experience from that perspective. Speakers overall did a really great job. So I think our big challenge is going to be kind of honing that for next year and trying to beat that. Of course, there are lots of little things we'll do differently. I'm not going to spend time talking about all my little lessons learned, but of course, there are things we want to work on for next year. But overall, really great. And I just wanted to share some highlights. Number one is when you get people in the same industry in one room, things happen. 41% of our attendees, almost half, reported either making deals at the conference or having deals underway based on connections they made at the conference. This is actually really kind of a NAOP question that they ask. We've never sort of asked about deals getting made because they're much more sort of deal transaction focused in that world. I love it because we want to make those things happen. And one of the reasons we're partnering with NAOP is to create those relationships, potential operator landlord connections for management agreements. Side note, we hosted a workshop, Marhauser and Casey Godwin from Swearingen, hosted a workshop at the front of the conference on how to structure management agreements and what to look for in a landlord partner or an operator partner. And we literally had a line in the hallway of people trying to get in. So that was sold out and really well received. Number two, it's efficient and insightful. So I have to read some testimonials that we have from some of our attendees. And of course, when you create a huge event like this and spend your whole year planning it, probably the best moments are reading those testimonials at the end. Of course, there are people who have things that they want you to do differently. Those are not nearly as fun to read. I'm not going to read those on the podcast, but we're going to read some of these. So we just had a lot of people say, like, look, this was a really efficient, important to my business, insightful, and I'm so glad I came. One person said, and this is a member of, well, I'll talk about that in a minute. She said, the contacts I met and information that people shared was amazing. Attending this conference is so much more efficient than the months of time I would have spent on my own market research. So investment in a couple of days, hotel room, flight, but huge ROI on meeting people and learning content that she would have spent months doing on her own. This one's short but sweet. First-time attendee, epiphany-level insights on the future of work and my work. Love it. This conference is chock-full of information from owners, operators, and developers at the top of their game. In an industry that's still in its infancy and rapidly changing from year to year, it's vital to stay on top of trends. You'll hear the latest research, case studies about successful ventures, as well as what you can expect in the near future. You'll take away important insights from industry experts that will help you plan and or operate your business profitably. Great networking too. Highly recommend for anyone in the flexible workspace industry. I have to read one more. Flex Office Conference is a must for any owner, operator, or occupant participating in the evolution of office space. The depth of experience present and willingness to share that experience is unparalleled in the real estate business. So I read these not to just toot our own horn, which is fun. Don't get me wrong. Two of these quotes are from members of the Coworking Startup School / Flight Group. So those are people like you starting businesses like you. And that's what they have to say about attending an industry conference. So think about that for 2019. And I will post we're going to send an announcement out about this, but I'll give you a preview. We will be in Washington, D.C., middle of September 2019. So if you're not on the GWA mailing list, make sure you get on it for those dates. I will start talking about them soon enough. But mid-September 2019, we will be in Washington, D.C. Super excited about that. Great place to spend the weekend, bring the family, and obviously lots of return on spending time at an industry conference, which is the point I wanted to make on that one. Number three, there is nothing like meeting people in person. So we did a couple of fun things this year. One, we did the Wednesday night before all the content started. We did a new event, which was not flawlessly executed, I will say. And that was my event to run. So I have some things to fix for next year. But it was a beta test, and I think it was successful. I had a great experience. We did a round robin networking event where you just got thrown into a group of people. We did some selective matching of people if they registered ahead of time, and then you rotated four times, so you got to meet four different groups. I sort of screwed up some of the rotations, and some of that was trying to get people in who registered on site, which was more challenging than I thought it would be. But the spirit of the event was successful, and that a lot of people got to spend time with a lot of people that they wouldn't otherwise have encountered and spent time talking to. So I know I made some great connections that I wouldn't have otherwise made because I spend the whole conference running around like crazy trying to make sure everything's going okay. So loved that. I had 11 people from my flight group program there. It was so much fun to spend time with everybody in person and meet everybody in person. And I extend this broadly to you guys. I'm sure you have people in your Facebook groups, in your networks that you talk to online. And it is such a different experience to meet people in person. And we even run the flight groups via Zoom video. So we see each other all the time. But spending time in person was fantastic. We had went and had some Texas barbecue together. We had a breakfast together. We had some other meetups. We did a group photo, of course, which I'll have to share in the show notes. That was great. And to me, that's just one of the key reasons to go to a conference is everybody's in the same room and you get to meet people in person, not just new people, but people that you have a relationship with and you can further and deepen that relationship by seeing people in person. I have to give a shout out. I don't actually know if he's a podcast listener, but Chris Campagna, who has a space in Alexandria, Virginia, got to do a CrossFit workout with him. Mara Hauser and I went and did a workout with him. And actually, it was a really cool space and sort of meaningful for him because he's working on a new space. And the CrossFit place we went to was a combo CrossFit coffee shop and running store and running club. So that was a neat space. And he's been wanting to do something that's sort of ecosystem-y like that. So that was kind of a fun serendipitous thing for him. But same thing, got to work out with somebody that I've known. Actually, he must be a podcast listener because that's now how he knows that I'm into CrossFit. But he's a burpee machine, by the way. Chris, if you're listening, super impressed with your burpee form. But he's outside, right outside of DC, and is super excited to get involved in the conference planning last year. And that was really fun, too. So it's like all these little things that you get to do at a conference that you would never happen otherwise. Number four, it became very clear that landlords are engaging in flexible office in a big way. A lot of content around how landlords are integrating flexible space, how they're looking at their portfolios, how they're looking for operating partners, what percentage of their buildings they're allocating to flexible space. Our keynote, who got really amazing feedback, thank goodness, because getting a good keynote for a conference is hard, let me tell you, and a lot of pressure. It kicks off the conference, it sets the tone, so it's a big deal. And Anthony Slumbers from the UK was our keynote this year, and everybody loved him. He was a guest of mine on the podcast on number 76. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and take a listen. And he has this kind of funny analogy that he uses around landlords getting involved in flexible space. His question to the landlords is, are you the pig or the chicken? And he's referring to a breakfast sandwich. And he says, this is his analogy. if you're the chicken, you're sort of laying an egg and contributing it to the sandwich, which makes you not super committed. But if you're the pig and you're the bacon in the sandwich, you're all in. You're doing it. So which one are you going to be? Are you going to get super committed and get involved and either do it yourself or find the right partner? Or are you going to sort of sit on the sideline and see what happens and just give them your eggs? So at some point, we may post some of the highlights from his talk. All of the recordings will shortly be available to anyone that attended. So you'll get to see his presentation again, but he was great. But across the board, lots of participation from landlords, and we're definitely seeing that shift, which I think for anyone listening, if you are a landlord, decide if you're a chicken or an egg. And if you're an operator, we'll start to see landlords getting more engaged and looking for operating partners. And I think, you know, over time, that's going to be a great win-win for both sides. And then number five, and I'm going to do another episode on why I think this is important. 68% of the flexible office market is made up of operators that are outside of the top six national companies. So almost roughly three quarters of the market is independent operators, which is probably most of you. So we did a lunchtime session called What Inning Are We In?, which was presented by Jones Lang LaSalle and the Instant Group. This session was inspired by Dan Wesson, who is a podcast listener and part of the Coworking Startup School. We were talking on the phone and he asked me that very question. He said, what inning do you think we're in? And so I kind of thought about it and gave him my answer, but I thought this is a really great conference topic. And JLL and Instant did a great job bringing really excellent data from to the table. But this was kind of one of the highlights that came out of that was like, look, this is a market of independent operators. And there still is such great opportunity for those of us who want to start spaces to, you know, bring something meaningful to our own local market. And attending a conference is a great way to help bring that feeling to life, share best practices with other operators that are just like you, and make plans to own your own market. So those are some of the highlights. Definitely jump on our mailing list if you want to make sure you're a part of next year's conference. And I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.